You're listening to the Washington Weekly Review. I'm the Southeast Iowa Union's Kalen McCain. It's the week of April 6, 2024. Our local stories this week feature public comment rules, school budgets, and a resigning city administrator. All of that's coming up, but first, the big picture. The first USDA crop progress report of the year was issued for Iowa on Monday. The report showed cool weather and much-needed rain across Iowa ahead of planting season for corn and soybeans. Here's Melissa Couch, an agricultural statistician for the USDA's NASS Iowa Field Office.
Much of the state experienced cooler-than-normal temperatures and much-needed rain snow showers, which left Iowa farmers with 1.6 days suitable for field work during the week ending March 31, 2024. Although minimal field work occurred over the last week, some producers were able to apply anhydrous manure and dry fertilizer.
ISU Extension agronomist Rebecca Vitito said the rain was especially nice given its spread across the state.
And it's pretty widespread across the state as well, which we haven't seen. Seems like we've had a lot of pop-up stuff, and you're just lucky if you happen to fall under the cloud. So very thankful for the moisture that we're getting, even though there's some snowflakes falling right now.
Still, the document showed 59% of Iowa with short or very short topsoil moisture levels. That's the driest start of April since 2013. Vitito said recent rainfall was great, but cautioned that producers were not out of the woods yet.
Like where we were this spring compared to last spring, we were drier this spring compared to last year at this time. Yes, we've gotten some nice moisture now, but it's only going to last us for so long.
As for crop progression itself, Monday's report said oat seeding was already 21% complete across the state. That's 11 days ahead of last year's timeline and the five-year average. Corn and soybean planting have not begun yet. That's the big picture. We'll be back with the local news right after the break. Todd Hahn Construction is an award-winning custom home builder with a 28-year history in the greater Iowa City area. Hahn's goal is to build you the finest quality custom home while providing you with a positive experience along the way. It's one of the many reasons they've been named the Iowa City Area Home Builder of the Year time and time again. A custom home is more than just a house. It's the culmination of a dream and years of hard work. Todd Hahn Construction makes that dream come true by always putting you, the customer, first. For more information, go to toddhahnconstruction.com. That's T-O-D-D-H-A-H-N construction.com. Washington's City Council will no longer allow remarks from people who live out of town during regular public comment periods. The new rule makes exceptions for anyone who owns property in city limits. Council members heavily implied that the change was meant to deter Mike Murphy, a farmer who lives 10 miles south of Washington but farms on land bordering city limits. Murphy is somewhat infamous for tirades against construction on Buchanan Street, where he claims crews have damaged a fence, violated property lines, and altered drainage. Here's what Councilmember Fran Steigers had to say ahead of a vote for the rule change.
I'll be very honest. He made me very comfortable last time he was in this room, and we all know what we're talking about. Very uncomfortable. This guy is off.
The rule does not impact public hearings, which have rules set by the state. Nor does it stop non-locals from speaking to council members to get their concerns listed on meeting agendas. Councilmember Elaine Moore said it left plenty of options for out-of-town community members.
If you have city property, you're more than welcome. If it's something that you don't have city property, you're more than welcome to come in and do a special presentation, so not stopping anybody.
Murphy, for his part, disagrees. He said the limitation was unfair.
Is it because I don't live in the city of Washington? I don't have any opinion in Washington ever again? I mean, how are they muffling the First Amendment is what I want to know.
Councilmember Isla Ernest was the only elected official to vote against the new rule. She said it was bad optics for the city.
You're assuming that there'll be a negative comment. They might come and say how great it is in Washington, and they want to make a positive statement. I just think it looks bad refusing somebody the opportunity to address the council.
A proposed budget for the Washington Community School District will raise taxes if it's approved. The school's levy would rise from about $16.15 to $16.14 per $1,000 evaluation. Superintendent Willie Stone said the change would bring in almost $788,000 for the schools. The money would help pay for the district's special education and refill its cash reserve account.
We have not been able to cash reserve levy for several years. And this is the first year where we've fallen below the 20% threshold. So we're trying to make sure that we keep our cash, our cash on hand at where it needs to be.
Longtime Washington resident Dave Miller said he did not think taxpayers would accept the increase during a public hearing last week.
You need to reduce costs everywhere you can. And if that means laying off people or closing facilities, I know they're doing it in other places, we might have to do it here too. They're just too doggone high. And we're driving people and businesses out of the Washington area because of the tax rate here.
Larry Merrick, another speaker at the meeting, said he worried about the ripple effects of raising levies.
That's going to be pretty difficult to accept in the whole county because, you know, that's going to mean if somebody's renting a house, they're going to pay 9% more rent. Or if the landlords, if you're going to rent some land from the landlord, well, my taxes went up 9%, you know.
Washington City Administrator Deanna McCusker plans to resign. Her letter of resignation was accepted at a city council meeting on Tuesday. McCusker said the move was personally motivated. Here's a statement she sent in an email earlier this week. Quote, "The main reason is to move closer to my family. I have 7 grandchildren and don't want to miss out on them growing up and being able to attend their activities." Mayor Pro Tem Millie Youngquist said the resignation was surprising, but wished McCusker the best. Ahead of the meeting, Youngquist said she expected the city to hire an interim administrator, bracing for a lengthy wait on McCusker's permanent replacement. On Tuesday night, however, council members said they weren't so sure. Most, including Elaine Moore, said they'd wait to hear recommendations from consultant firms that help hire such officials.
Once we hear back from them, we'll have a better idea of what we can do, what we need to do.
Yep.
They're the best of the best, and they will lead us down the right path.
That's the local news. We'll be back with the best news I've heard all week right after this. Hey, unless you're one of our 2 unexplained listeners on other continents, you've probably been to Washington before. That means you've probably heard of Dodigi's. That means you've probably heard of the 3-part lunch special they've got for $12.12. You're likely also familiar with the 3-course dinner special for $21.12, and you've surely caught wind by now of half-off bottles of wine on Thursdays. But when's the last time you ate there? Lately, Dodici's has upgraded their outdoor seating, and they've added wine flights. Don't worry, if you're not one for new things, it's still as easy as ever to enjoy the beautiful view of Washington's downtown, selection of craft cocktails, and menu full of award-winning Italian cuisine. Thanks to Cafe Dodici for sponsoring the Washington Weekly Review. And now, the best news I've heard all week. Washington's 8th graders spent a few hours at the Kirkwood Regional Center on March 28. Students spent the time in rapid-fire activities exploring different career options. The list included a nail-hammering race, virtual welding contest, and feeding each other applesauce as healthcare providers might for elderly patients. While 8th grade may seem early, school counselor Emily Miller said it was a good time to start career exploration.
The state standards is a lot of, like, in 8th grade, just learning about career exploration. So what are their skills, what are their interests, and what are some careers that could potentially align with that? Not that they should or need to make a decision about what they're going to do, but just to get those, like, questions and those things, like, rolling in their mind.
Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is a product of the Southeast Iowa Union. If you like the show, you should share it with someone you know. It helps us out a ton when you do that, and we really appreciate new listeners. If you really like the show, you should think about buying an ad read. You can set that up at 319-653-2191. That's it for now. This has been the Washington Weekly Review. I have been Kalen McCain. Have a great week.